The title of this morning's message is Encourage Our Men and Women in Blue, a Call to Action. Let me begin by reading a couple of New Testament passages to you. The first one from the pen of the Apostle Peter in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 13 and following. He writes, "Therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance or institution of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice or wickedness, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." And then the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Romans in chapter 13, beginning at verse 1, wrote, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil." Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. As you must know, the riots of recent weeks have wreaked havoc throughout our nation, literally, and have also contributed greatly to the continued spread of the coronavirus. The death of George Floyd was tragic and inexcusable. No one doubts that. And everyone is hopeful that justice will prevail in sentencing his murderer. Everyone should also realize that in any employment group, there will always be a few bad apples, but by and large, law enforcement officers are a noble and honorable group. And I'm convinced that most people know that that is true. Furthermore, as a matter of fact, police do their risky work for less pay than many other professions. Years ago, I worked for a company that sold software systems to police departments, and I had the privilege of working alongside many of them. In my experience, most police officers have a strong sense of calling to their work. They sincerely want peace and the maintenance of law and order, and they desire to help and protect citizens in their communities. This is why they've affectionately been nicknamed by many as sheepdogs. However, in recent days, largely due to the criminal act of one police officer, police across our country have become targets of hatred, violence, assault, and even murder. Since May 27th, approximately 700 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers have sustained injuries and clashes with demonstrators, some very serious injuries, and two have died. Also during violent protests in Washington, D.C., another 60 Secret Service agents and 40 U.S. Park Police were injured, and 22 of those officers were hospitalized with serious injuries, according to Attorney General William Barr. Some believe that the total recent rioting damage may actually rival the 1992 Los Angeles riots resulting from the brutal police beating of Rodney King, which totaled $1.42 billion in today's dollars. For instance, officials in the city of Minneapolis report that over 1,000 properties have been damaged, burned, or destroyed during the unrest that followed the killing of George Floyd on May 25th. And at least 150 federal buildings have been damaged across our country, according to Homeland Security's Federal Protective Service. However, the worst effects of this rioting hasn't been on physical property and buildings. On the contrary, it's been on people's lives. The worst effects of the rioting has been upon people's lives. Important people in our communities whose lives matter, particularly our law enforcement officers. Police officers face stressful and dangerous situations every day, and it can take a tremendous toll on their mental health, and in too many cases leads them to take their own lives. For instance, did you know that suicide among law enforcement officers is 5 times greater than in any other profession? And there are understandable reasons for that. Many officers are crushed by overwhelmingly traumatic and painful circumstances and situations that they have to deal with in the course of their daily work responsibilities. Add to that the constant negativity, pressure, and lack of appreciation that they often experience. This leads some of them to take their own lives 5 times more than any other profession. Now, I want you to think with me for just a moment about the current situation that so many police officers around our country have been facing. How convoluted and twisted is it when we're told that it's essential to be locked down and sheltered in place, but it's also considered essential to allow people who are hell-bent on doing harm to run rampant throughout our cities, destroying, burning, and looting? How twisted is that? John MacArthur recently made this observation on the current mayhem. He said, "Call on all forces, grind the world to a halt to stop a virus. Then remove all restraint when a far more deadly virus sets out to destroy a whole nation." He continues, "Demand justice when a man's life is taken, and then applaud lawless mobs of criminals attacking the police. Put the police in a position where they can't act to protect property, but rebel mobs are allowed to destroy it. You can't shop in a store, but you can loot it. You can't work, but you're free to steal. You can't attend church, but you can burn it down. You can't eat in a restaurant, but you can demolish it." We see leaders who totally control the weak with fear of the flu, but can't control the strong because they're afraid. And by the way, if you worship the god of anger, the god of hate, or the god of vengeance, you can have church anywhere, anytime, indoors or outdoors, without any rules. You're completely free to worship the God of mayhem. And the perverted solution to this is to abolish the police, defund them, those who are the protectors of the good and the punishers of those who do evil. End quote. Of course, Christians shouldn't be surprised by any of this. In recent months, we've been working our way through the book of Romans, which has much to say about man's fallen human condition. For instance, Romans 3 has a graphic depiction of human sinful nature. Beginning with verse 10 in chapter 3 of Romans, the Apostle Paul describes it this way: "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." End quote. So why do people destroy, loot, burn, steal, and murder? They do it because it's their nature to do it. All it takes is the right set of circumstances, or a charismatic leader to instigate a mob or a nation, and 85 million people can be killed as they were in World War II by Hitler. So we shouldn't be surprised by the violence and bloodshed in our nation in recent days, because what we're observing, listen, what we're observing is a natural, unrestrained expression of the human heart, and the sum of it all, according to the Apostle Paul, is that there is no fear of God before their eyes. And since it's only by the fear of the Lord that men will depart from evil, according to Solomon, then godless people are virtually unrestrained by fear or guilt or any sense of punishment or accountability. And we've been watching many of those unrestrained occasions play out over the past few weeks in the media. Of course, the question is, how should Christians respond? How should we respond to the tragic events of the past few weeks marked by lawlessness and anarchy? Well, you might feel, as I have, that there's little that you can do besides pray. And prayer is very important. But in a sense, I think we all feel hamstrung, that there's not much more that we can do than pray. But my message to you today is that you can do something more. And in fact, it's something very easy to do. God has given us three great institutions: the home, the church, and government. And all of them, all three of them, are under fierce attack today and need to be strengthened. And although my focus here is government, yet today is Father's Day. So let me exhort those of you who are fathers by saying this: to a very large degree, the best thing you can do to strengthen our nation is to strengthen your home and family. Ephesians 5:25 says to husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself for her. And chapter 6, verse 4 says, bring up your children, fathers, in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Sacrificially love your wife and teach and instruct your children. And fathers, you will do much, much to strengthen our nation. And then there's the institution of government, which, like the family, is also in great need of strengthening today. And government not only includes our president and vice president, senators, members of Congress, and judges, it also includes law enforcement officers who are also in positions of God-ordained authority and rule over us. In fact, in Romans 13, Paul calls anyone in a position of governing authority as God's minister to you for good, which makes them the only other people besides pastors who are called God's ministers. And if ever there were a time when our governing law enforcement officers were in need of strengthening, it's right now. And I believe all of us can have a part in encouraging and strengthening them. So let me give you a call to action today. I hope you'll act on this as I am doing and encourage others to do this as well. At a minimum, listen, write a brief note, maybe just a few sentences, that expresses your appreciation for police officers whose work isn't appreciated enough. Let them know that you understand your responsibility to submit and be subject to them, and recognize them as your God-appointed governing authorities, and thank them for persevering in their work during a very difficult time, and assure them that you will speak well of their noble and honorable profession. Let them know that you and your family pray for them, because the Bible instructs you to do that in places like 1 Timothy chapter 2. And let them know that their lives matter to you and to many others. I'll share the sample of the note that we are using as a family. It says this: Dear Officer, thank you for your service to our community. We appreciate your efforts to protect the citizens in our region. As Christians, we acknowledge our responsibility to submit and be subject to you, since God has placed you in a position of authority over us. We want you to know that during this trying time, our family is praying for you. We hope that you will be encouraged to know that we support you in your honorable profession and speak well of it to others. Thank you for persevering in your work during this difficult season. Better days will come. Rest assured that your life matters to us and to many others. Sincerely, the Leahy family, Asheville, North Carolina. Just put something like that in writing and then copy it and carry a few copies of it around with you and hand them out to every law enforcement officer that you see. And if you're able, maybe include a gift card to Chick-fil-A or Dunkin' Donuts. But stand with our men and women in blue. They're in great need of encouragement, strengthening, and being ministered to at this time. And it's so easy to do. And it will have a positive effect and make a powerful gospel impact upon every one of them whom God has ordained to be a minister to you for good. Brothers and sisters, I believe that this is a time to come alongside of our public protectors and to display a show of strong support for them. It's a way that we can be light and salt in this dark, decaying world. And I would strongly encourage you to consider doing this or something similar to it for the glory of God and for the good of our men and women in blue.